No, not really. Just the opportunity. I mean, play another game, you know. It's just my second, so I'm really excited. I got a little taste last week, got a few plays in. But I think I'm feeling better now. I'll be able to contribute a little bit more.
Yeah, so I was going to say, physically, you feel like you can do everything that you need to do?
Correct. Yeah, that was my goal. Last week, felt pretty good, you know. But now I feel even better.
Was it hard to play through it last week?
No, not really. I mean, it's football, so a couple times it was a little aching. But besides that, it was pretty good.
Not too stiff and sore, though, now.
No, I'm good now.
Yeah. So let's talk about this game. The noise, the bar factor, the emotions. What do you expect out of it?
What do I expect? I expect a good atmosphere, but like I said, this is my first time, so I really don't know what to expect. You know, obviously, it's going to be fired up. We're going to be fired up. That's a given. It's going to be loud, is what I've been told. But besides that, it's new to me, too, so I guess I'll experience it on Monday.
Yeah, and I mean, with the far factor in there and all the emotion that goes into this, it's like your first Monday night game, it couldn't be on a bigger stage,
right.
Really.
Yeah, this game has kind of like a playoff atmosphere to it. Everyone's real pumped up for here. I mean, obvious storyline, but we have a goal this year, and the Vikings are just in our way.
So Adrian Peterson. Talk about him. How do you guys even attempt to contain him? What's the key thing in your mind?
Gap integrity. A lot of times when the teams get into trouble, defense get into trouble, you see guys at different levels. You know, some people are 3 yards in the backfield, some people on the line of scrimmage, you're creating a hole. But if everyone can maintain that gap, I think we have a good chance.
Mm-hmm. And then what about Favre, Percy Harvin? I mean, that was, you know, all the different weapons they have. Chester
well, Brett Favre's a Hall of Fame quarterback, so we already know what he can do. Percy Harvin's made some plays for them. But we feel with our scheme and the type of playmakers we have that we can do a good job against them and get the win.
Has stopping around so key? How important is it if you can go on Monday night and, you know, just be an extra big body up front?
Anytime you're playing a game of football, you have to stop the run because you don't want to get in situations where it's third and shorts and the offense kind of has you at their mercy. So you want to kind of keep it third and longs and give a chance to really open up the defensive playbook.
How key would it be that you can, you know, play at full throttle come Monday night,
though? I'll be playing at full throttle Monday night. That's not really a question. But it'd be an asset to the team. You know, the more people you have on the D-line, the fresher the guys can be and come fourth quarter when you really need the guys.
Brett has good pocket presence, too. Is he one of the most difficult quarterbacks to get down, to put some pressure on that guy?
I wouldn't know. I haven't played enough quarterbacks to answer that question in this league. So, this is my second game. He's pretty pocket savvy, but besides that, I guess I'll see you on Monday.